All right, Tom's going to come back up and we'll do the Mentor Tricky Recruitment, which is number 19. And I believe that outside the finalization catches us up. And so we'll just finish that one up and then we'll back up to the top of the
hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, John Christian, Director of the Wildlife Division. Commissioners, in front of you is number 19 on your agenda called Mentor Tricky Recruitment. This would also be page number 80 in your booklet as well if you're following electronically. So what you have in front of you is a proposal, a concept idea bringing forward to you truly from the perspective of an attempt to find another means of recruiting young hunters to hunting in South Dakota. And in this particular case, it's focused on turkey hunting. This was a concept and idea that Chair Olson had brought forward to us and asked to look at this. This has been a conversation that's honestly been going on for probably a little over a year, looking at some ideas and perspectives on how we can get young hunters engaged in turkey hunting. So what you have in front of you is a concept. It is not a fundraiser, although we used a very similar format and concept of the bighorn sheep auction tag and the elk raffle tag that's used and has been going on for quite some time. This is more of an opportunity for an NGO, non-government organization, the conservation groups that we partner with on an annual basis on many habitats and recruitment type projects would be eligible for applying and having the ability to do some type of drawing, for example, provide that hunting opportunity for a youth, and likely it's a youth that has never gone spring turkey hunting, to use at their fundraising events or other activities events that they may hold or host during the year. So quickly running through this, this would be utilizing the Mentor Turkey concept. And so anybody that's 15 years of age or younger would be eligible for this. The one difference in these particular tags for this recruitment concept is that they would be valid statewide. Right now, Mentor tags are only valid, for example, if you're talking deer hunting or turkey hunting. Mentor tags are only valid in units where we are in seasons where we have units available. And so in the case of like the spring turkey season, we do not have a spring hunting unit in every single county or geographic area across the entire state of South Dakota. But for this particular case and this concept would have available 10 total of these types of licenses that would be valid statewide to be used. There is no biological concern or impact that we see whatsoever. So these would be valid statewide. It was Custer State Park. Custer State Park does have a limited number of licenses there, but certainly a lot of opportunities around the state. Again, 10 male turkey licenses, and any respective NGO that would submit a application request or a letter of request to obtain one or two of these, the maximum number would be two per organization. Again, a total of 10 that we would use on an annual basis. Going down there in some of these rules, an NGO, they would just have to verify and confirm that they are 501c3 non-government organization, conservation group that's dedicated to habitat, hunting, recruiting youth, those types of things. What we put in here is a concept of a December 31 deadline for submitting that application letter. That way we could get that in front of the commissioners and share what organizations, groups requested for that type of license at the January commission meeting, which is typically held that week or two, or the first week or second week of January, which then gives those organizations, especially if they have a spring event, to utilize it to do that type of drawing for that youth to do that, participate in that hunt. It would require that the agencies, the organizations that were selected to obtain one or two of these, they would pay for the license, and we would go through the whole license process. So, for example, if a local NWTF chapter was selected to use one of these, they could use it at their event, have a drawing for the kids that are there, or some other means that they wanted to do it. It would be up to them how to determine what kids are eligible for the drawing. Again, this is not a fundraiser. This is more of a recruitment tool. The child or that person selected, and then because it's a mentor tag, then the parent or guardian would actually work with us and our licensing department to submit, fill out the application, designate who that mentee is, because in all mentor licenses, that mentee is listed on there as well. So it's not an open tag per se. It couldn't just go to anybody and give it to anyone. We still go through the licensing process, and then the organization would pay for it. The mentor tag is $5. So it's not a financial burden to obtain the tag, but we would still go through the entire licensing process. That's no different than any other mentor tag out there. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a concept of looking at another means and another avenue for the NGOs that are key partners out there would have an opportunity to utilize these 10 licenses for mentor spring turkey hunting and a way to recruit more kids into the outdoor arena, and in particular, in this case, spring turkey hunting. So that's the general concept in front of you. When we initially looked at it, we were looking at different angles and different approaches. We wanted to keep it as simple as possible as well, so it wasn't confusing. We don't have to create a whole new chapter because we can just place it within the spring turkey season. The mentor structure is set there already, so we would just be adding a few administrative rules to the spring turkey hunting season to address this concept and incorporate it if this is something that you folks all desire to do. So as a quick summary, that's the general overview of it, and I will turn it back to you, Mr. Chair, and the commissioners to discuss or throw any questions my way, and I'll sure try to answer them for you if you have any.
Thanks, Tom. Great overview. Anybody have any questions for Tom on this? Commissioners.
Thank you. Is Tim announced, do you think?
To the chair.
I didn't tell her to say that.
Commissioner Ridley, it could or could not be. I mean, it's very difficult to say what is the right number. What we are confident of, 10 obviously is not a biological issue. 20 tags is not going to be a biological issue. It was more of a discussion point of maybe this is a starting point and see how it goes. You were kind of demanded it as an administrative rule and something that you would all have authority over. You can make that adjustment in the future if you so desire. Again, just in our conversations, this was a starting point, I guess. No real reason or rhyme to say it has to be 10. Certainly if you want that a little bit higher, if you'd like this concept, it's your prerogative to adjust that. But that's where we came through in our conversation.
Any other questions for Tom? They admit it. Conversations that Tom and the rest of the staff and I have been having on this, and used a couple of different examples from some of the organizations that I'm involved with at the local level. That, you know, the DU, their L banquet, Presence Forever, and all of those worthy groups like MWTF. You know, the banquets I used to go to when I was in my 20s aren't the banquets that we have now. And, you know, back when I was younger, there was an A kid at AMO. And so we started coming up creatively, you know, giving away a youth shotgun or a youth rifle, even a BB gun, and having games for kids. And at our 25th anniversary of the Crow Presence in Lake County, our deal was that we wanted to give away 25 guns to kids. And we had probably 50 kids showed up, and we had 25 on hand, and we made sure that the other ones still got a gift certificate to give every single one of them gets a gun. Now they're active. Now they're back. Now that they're in there, 20s and 30s, and they're part of the program. So we talked about our 3 R's. I think it's going to go a step in the right direction. So I appreciate you. Anything else?
Chairman and commissioners, will do so. Want to move forward if I think it would be appropriate to take action as a formal proposal, since this is the first time in front of you, that we can continue the rule promulgation process and put it out for public comment as well.
Sure, I didn't understand that. Motion by Dean.
Second.
Seconded by Whitmer. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Tom.
You're very welcome. And last, I'll make sure that myself and my two sons and Secretary Roebling's children are with us at next year's banquet. If you have 25 guns, we'll try to participate in those drugs.
The way Roebling's having kids, I don't know if they'll be afford to keep their kids.
That's really awkward.
Yep. Hey, Commissioner Bartley, we got your vote on that one. I'm glad you were able to make it back home safe, and we're sorry you couldn't make it all the way up here, but I understand the weather that not favorable for you to get all the way here, so glad you're back to safety.
Thank you, sir.